June 12, 1927. Relations that exist between Creator and creature, between Redeemer and redeemed ones, between Sanctifier and sanctified ones. Who it is that will be able to read the divine characters? I was following the acts of the divine fiat according to my usual way, in order to repair and bind all the relations between Creator and creature, between Redeemer and redeemed ones, between Sanctifier and sanctified ones, broken by the human will. And my beloved Jesus, moving in my interior, told me, "My daughter, one who wants to know all the relations existing between Creator and creature, and to keep their bonds in force, must let my divine will reign within herself with absolute dominion. In fact, since the life of my will is present in all creation, she will form one single life for all created things, and since the life is one, she will understand their language and the relations existing with her creator. Each created thing speaks of its creator, and possesses the legible characters of my divine fiat. But do you know who it is that is capable of hearing their voice, of understanding their celestial speaking, and of reading the divine characters which each created thing has imprinted within itself? One who possesses my will. She has the hearing to be able to listen to their voice, the intelligence to comprehend them, the eyes to read the divine characters which, with so much love, her Creator impressed within each created thing. On the other hand, one who does not let my will reign, finds herself in the condition of one who is deaf and cannot listen, of one who is a cretin and cannot comprehend, of one who has not studied the variety of languages, and as much as one may speak, he understands nothing. In the same way, in order to maintain the relations existing between Redeemer and redeemed ones, and to know them, one must study my life. Each of my words, works, steps, heartbeats and pains were all bonds with which I came to bind all the redeemed ones. But who is bound? One who studies my life and tries to imitate me. As she imitates me, she remains bound to my words, works, steps, etc., receives their life, and will have the hearing to be able to listen to all my teachings, the mind to comprehend them, and the eyes to read all the characters impressed within me in coming to redeem the humankind. And if the creature does not do this, the characters of redemption will be illegible for her. It will be a foreign language for her, and the relations and bonds of redemption will not be in force. The creature will always be the one who is born blind to all our goods with which we wanted to enrich her. And one who wants to know and receive all the relations and bonds of sanctity, must love the sanctifier. The Holy Spirit puts his flames on the way toward one who truly loves, and binds her with the relations of his sanctity. Without love there is no sanctity, because the bonds of true sanctity are already broken. My Jesus kept silent, and I remained all immersed in the supreme fiat. Then my beloved God added, "My daughter, one who lives in my will drinks light, and just as light is such that, while one sees it and enjoys it, others too can see it and enjoy it, the same for my will, in giving itself to the soul's light and investing her completely, it bilocates her whole interior and gives light to each thought of creature. It bilocates her word and gives light to the words of others. It bilocates her works, her steps, and gives light to those of others. Light possesses the true and perfect bilocation, and while it is one, it has the virtue of bilocating for each one who wants to enjoy it and see it. Is the sun not one? And yet, how many see it and enjoy it? Much more so for the sun of my will, which the soul drinks, filling herself completely with its light. Though it is one, it has the virtue of bilocating for each act, word, step, etc., and forms the enchantment of its divine light.